This time would be what? Turn it if you need.
It must be 9. That's shorthand is not right in the right position.
No, it's not, and it's very difficult. Maybe if you had a watch, maybe it would be simpler, but let's try this one anyway. If that was 9, then what would you call this time?
9:15.
Okay, and what about that?
9:30. 9:45.
Okay, and what would you call that?
9:25.
What about that?
9:51.
You're getting very exact. Okay. Um, 1969 was last year. So 1970 is
this year.
And 1971 will be
next year.
When a baby has his first birthday, you say he is
1 year old.
When he has his second birthday?
2.
The whole phrase.
Years old.
And when he has his third birthday?
His, let's see. Well, let's say 3 years old.
All right. Today is October the 29th, 1970. Now, if something happened on October the 29th, 1969, you would say that this happened
1 year ago? Exactly.
All right. If the sun is shining outside and the weather is just absolutely beautiful, how would you describe the day? Is there a word that you would use?
What a beautiful day.
If it has been raining and the clouds begin to disappear and the sun is just beginning to peek through, how would you describe that day?
I'd say, oh boy, I believe it's going to fare off.
All right. If you look outside and it's very cloudy and you think it's just going to really storm any minute, how would you describe that?
Looks like it's going to rain.
Is there a way that you, if it looked as if it were going to rain, would you distinguish this from a real, looking as if it were going to have a real storm?
Or well, usually I emphasize that in some way. Like, man, looks like we're fixing to have one.
All right. And then if the weather has been very pleasant and suddenly it clouds over as if you're going to have some bad weather, how would you describe that? How would you comment on that taking place?
Well, I don't know exactly what I normally say there. Looks like we're going to have a change in the weather, perhaps.
Would there be something different you might say if, in the reverse, if it had been raining and started to the sun started to come out?
Yes. Boy, I was wrong. And I'm glad.
Is there a term that you use or that you have heard people use for a very, very heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
Well, often we'll say cloud burst, which is not exactly a cloud burst, but we stretch it some, you know, make it sound like that.
Do you call a storm where there's a lot of lightning and rumbling in the air?
Thunderstorm.
Is there any other word that you use for that? That might be a, you know, something that people just in the area would say?
Can't think of any right now.
All right. You know, we talked about the word rise a minute ago. Let's talk about the word blow. You would say, did the wind
blow?
Yes, it really
blew.
Right. And it has
blown
hard several times.